This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
In America and around the world, this is the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mitch McFadden. Yes, exactly. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. And let's see, who else is it's Jennifer Jorn, who's
makes me sound like you're in.
Ken's name works both ways.
Can't do it with Ken. Yeah. No, Ken's okay.
Boring.
All right, let's see, who could be Stug Deffen.
Doug. I think you like it. Cool.
Porn name. That's your porn name.
Okay, let's not get into that. Thank you.
Studley.
Thank you. Yes. Paula Deen back in the news. Jennifer's got that story later in the hour with a television report here on Good Day. Meanwhile, the story of the United States bombing the Kardashian group. Oh, wait a minute. It's not the Kardashian group.
They should, though.
It's the Kardashian group. This is an Islamic group of militants. Yet another new group.
They have a reality show.
The Kardashians are next.
The Kardashian or Kardashian group was hit by missiles yesterday because the United States says that they are in the final stages of plotting an attack against the United States of America.
I think it's the Corazon.
You think it's the Corazon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as good as Kardashian. Richie,
no, it doesn't.
Here's what I don't understand.
If it's the Kardashians, what do you
We're
not
all understand? Relatively smart people, wouldn't you say? Right. I mean, relatively.
Everybody, yeah.
At this table, we're all relatively smart.
Right.
And we
you
are
put
all
them in
relatively...
levels? No, wait, hold on just a second.
No,
Let's let's take all four of us. Let's you tell us, like, you would be number one, okay? Who comes after you?
And there's no more room after I'm number one. Duh.
All right. Keep going.
We're all relatively, like, ingrained in news, correct?
Yeah, we know what's going on.
Okay.
If we don't, we make it up.
Have we ever heard of this group before?
Nope.
And we're bombing the heck out of them.
Yep.
So,
Yep, military-industrial complex times three today. It's the third time today this has come up. We find more people every day to bomb so that we can kill more civilians and have more people hate us around the world.
This is an interesting group, though, because they're not worried about Assad in Syria. They're not worried about Iraq. This is what I heard in the news. They are specifically interested in targets in the West.
Uh-huh.
And so they kind of take some of the best and the brightest when it comes to the bomb making. Mm-hmm. And they were in their final stages of development and into training. And that's why they went after them, because they felt that they were...
But it was a secret before.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of secrets we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
It's up to you to decide whether this is some fantasy that they're just pulling the wool over your eyes and figuring out a way to make more bombs and take tax money out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Or whether this is an actual threat.
Right. Thank you, Rich, for explaining it.
I'm here to help, Doug.
Yeah, I know you are. Thanks. That's good. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So the situation in Ferguson, Missouri haunts some people's minds today because there was a fire there yesterday, which certainly created new resentment over the shooting of Michael Brown. The blaze burnt down the Michael Brown Memorial that had been built in Ferguson. And, of course, it was one of those, it was just an accident kind of a thing. Who's buying that? Raise your hands, please.
There was a bunch of candles. That's part of the...
That went down, yeah.
Yeah, what is up with you today?
I don't know.
Wow.
Here's why.
Are you going to take every single story and go, no, this isn't really what happened?
Maybe. Might be. I'll have that
a little
prerogative. Thank you. After all, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Let's get this straight. The terrorist group that we've attacked doesn't really exist. They just made it up.
I told you. No, it's the Kardashian. The Kardashians.
And the Michael Brown memorial was what didn't accidentally burn down because of the cancer.
And the Ebola epidemic doesn't exist.
And the Ebola. Okay.
That's a hard one to work around.
Yeah, that's a hard sell.
Okay, let's go to the report from Ferguson, where there were a number of protests last night because of the fire and because of other things. And by the way, as an aside, the Ferguson police are now wearing cameras. All the police are wearing cameras. Do you know that?
Good.
All of them wear.
You know, I think it's actually good protective for the cops, too, don't you?
Yeah. No, it works both ways.
It's cover my butt.
Yeah, right. All right, so keep going, Richie, with the report, will you please?
Push that button. We've been here the last 10 to 15 minutes, have not heard any gunshots. However, the people we talked to here in the streets tell us that a short time ago, they did hear gunshots and warned us that there are some people out here on the streets who are armed. Let me tell you about what's happening right now. Across the street from the business that was looted, about 5 minutes ago, a group of about 15 police officers, Ferguson, St. Louis County, and Highway Patrol, walked across the street to talk with a group of about 30 or 40 protesters who had gathered across the street. They've been over there talking with them. The crowd has continued to chant while the police are there. There are some police or news camera lights illustrating a little bit of those conversations, but police continue to stand there and try to talk with those members of that crowd, trying to keep them calm. Let me tell you about the business that was looted. At this point, we only find one business looted. It is Beauty Town right over here. The glass on the front door shattered. It looks as if some people tried to get in and may have taken some stuff, but apparently the looting didn't last very long.
This I got this wig.
It's been looted three times now. When I talked to the owner after the second looting, he told me that the damage to his business and the loss of product probably totals about $100,000. Let me tell you about why there may be something happening here tonight. Earlier this morning, the memorial that's on the curb at the Canfield Green Apartments to Michael Brown caught on fire. I was out there a couple of hours after. There was a large crowd. There was a lot of tension in the air. There was a lot of anger because that memorial is very important, a symbol of this young man, his life lost, but also about the anger that we've seen bubble up over the way some members of the community have been treated by police. So it was a very important symbol to them, and they were very angry about what happened to it. It was actually a situation that may have been a dangerous one, and there were a number of news media that left. That's an idea of the tension just underneath the surface. So tonight, there were reports, Antonio French, alderman from St. Louis, had tweeted that somebody intentionally ran over the memorial that's in the middle of the street there, the Canfield Green Apartments, and people were very angry about that. I may be speculating, but no doubt that the anger from that happening may have bubbled up and led to what happened here tonight.
Very. So I didn't get whether
they destroy businesses.
I don't know.
Because they're stupid.
In their own town. In their own town.
Yeah, in their own neighborhood.
Well, how do we know it was people from town? A lot of the trouble that was started early on were people that weren't from Ferguson at all. What was it, the 47 people that were arrested the first couple of days weren't from Ferguson at all?
Could be.
None of them were from Ferguson.
But still, we see this time and time again.
Yep, we do.
I'm mad, and I'm going to destroy one of my neighbor's businesses.
Well, what does it say about our culture then?
I don't know.
What does it say about the human condition? What does it say about how we are raised? What does it say about our values? Our standards, our mores. It says a whole lot about all those things, I think, with those people, not in general, but because we have a loosening, more things are acceptable now than there used to be.
Well, we've had that riots and looting since, how far back can you go with that?
Yeah. So if we didn't have anything...
$100,000 now.
Look at all the things we talk... Look at all the headlines today. If we didn't have the human condition, what would we talk about? We'd be talking about Jennifer's hashtag 100 good days. We'd come up with all kinds of good things, and so far Jennifer's the only one who's added anything, hashtag 100 good days, facebook.com/good day. The only person who's added anything good. It was her idea. It's a great idea.
What's
they have 100 days left of the year. Well, actually, now it's now
as
98.
99.
I think it's a 99 or 98. 99.
Well, yesterday was 100. So
how about, wait a second. Let's do it this way. Maybe this will cause more people to pay attention to it. 99 days left in the year. 99 days left. Take one down. Pass it around. Get 98 days left to be found.
Wow, Nipsey Russell made a rhyme.
Very good. I don't know what is happening here.
Okay.
Very good, Dudley.
You like
can
that?
You make another rhyme?
$99? No. I can, actually.
You know what? We should stop while you're ahead.
Why?
Well, because it's fun.
No, really? All right, here's something. You live in Maine when, one,
mostly
you only have...
mostly on the plane.
Okay, wait a second.
Wishing for some rain.
In Spain.
You live in Maine when you only have four spices, salt, pepper, ketchup, and Tabasco.
Did you say pepper?
You live in Maine when Halloween costumes fit over your parka. You live in Maine when you have more than one recipe for mousse. You live in Maine when sexy lingerie is anything flannel with less than eight buttons. You live in Maine when four seasons are winter, still winter, almost winter, and construction. Okay, is that lighting it up enough for you, Jennifer?
You.
Like
I still can't believe they ransacked the beauty parlor.
Yeah. Why focus on that recently? Let's just be happy it wasn't your wife's beauty parlor. It's 17.
Oh. Look, honey, look what I got you.
I'm outraged. Somebody owes me some lipstick. Yeah.
A comb sitting in a blue vial of goo.
17.
What is that goo anyway?
All right. I may have contributed to this.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit American Veterans Center.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and welcome to today's antonym game. Now, this is the way the game is played. I'm going to give you some words, and I want you to think of the antonym, and there is just one word, of each one of these. And for those that don't remember what antonym means, it means the opposite. Here we go. Achievable, attainable, doable, feasible, possible, realizable, resolvable, soluble, workable. Now, here we go. What is the word that these are the antonyms of? It is impossible. Now, I bet you it was somewhat difficult for you to come up with that mind, because what happened was we put a lot of positive thoughts in your head. That is the opposite of impossible. So the moment you hear the word impossible, go with the words achievable, attainable, doable, feasible, and enjoy the results. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil, the first motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, sludge, that kind of stuff. So fortify your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline, the Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. Make sure the only hill your car goes over is the one on the road ahead. Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. Let's see, who's in my hood? Rishi's in my hood. Jennifer's in my hood. Hood. Kenny's in my hood.
In the hood.
And you're in my hood on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Song. This group, after listening to this, maybe you'll understand why, only had one hit. It's a big song, though, from this week in 1982. Now,
if you didn't know any better and I told you this was Blondie, you would believe me. It's not Blondie, so I'm not giving it away.
No.
But you would believe me that this is Deborah Harry and Blondie singing.
Yes, I would.
You could make the argument. If you know the name of this group, you dial us up at 888-302-3684. We'll send you a hit CD with all the one-hit wonder hits on it. Not all of them, but we'll have a good selection. This is I Know What Boys Like. Crank it up, Richie.
I know what guys want.
This is a new wave band from the hotbed of new wave music, Akron, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Probably new wave stuff originated. And this song jumped onto the Billboard pop charts, as I said, during this week in 1982. So if you know who the one-hit wonder group is here, they're all ladies, probably can tell that. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this group. The lead singer's name, Patty Donahue. She gave up her career of waiting on tables in Cleveland to enter the music business. They also recorded the theme for and appeared in the TV series Square Pegs. Remember that, Jen Jen?
Oh, yeah.
Square Pegs.
Yeah.
I Know What Boys Like was featured in the episode of Glee. In the movie I Was a Teenage Zombie. The group only recorded two albums. Lead singer left the group during the recording of the second album in 84. 1974, the lead singer was a heavy smoker, died of lung cancer at the age of 40.
Yikes.
Right?
Wow.
I think that's about as much info as is practically available and necessary. The name of this group, please, 888-302-3684. I never have been able to understand how people who have long careers in the music business as singers can smoke.
How? A lot of them do it on purpose to get that raspy sound.
You remember back in the radio, guys.
Yeah, the radio guys
in the 60s and 70s.
But then, do they not know what it does to their... So, I mean,
they didn't then.
They don't care.
Sinatra always smoked.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you look at some of the others who are... It's like any athlete smoking. You don't understand how an athlete can smoke. I don't understand how singers can smoke and expect to... I know the raspy stuff, but, I mean, sooner or later, and probably sooner with most, it's going to have an effect on your vocal system, your vocal cords.
Well, it's an addiction when you think about when singers get started, the places they play.
Yeah. Right.
And even if they don't smoke, they're inhaling it anyway.
Yeah, they're around a lot. You're right about that. It's a good observation. Okay, let's move to Mike, who's in Vero Beach. A lot of callers from Vero Beach this week. Hi, Mike. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Stephan, and good morning to everybody on the set.
Hi.
Good morning.
Have I ever spoken to you before?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
You doubt it? You wouldn't remember? You mean you wouldn't remember having had a conversation with me?
With you, of course I would.
Come on, Mike, will you?
Just woke up.
All right, so you woke up to the music of I Know What Boys Like, and when you heard it, what did you think? Yeah, The Waitresses is the name of the group. The Waitresses. What did you think? What was going on in your life during this part of the year, 1982?
Studying heavy metal guitar.
Heavy metal guitar.
That's great.
Really? And how did
I got a few friends of mine in the business.
Yeah. You're not in the business, though, yourself.
I'm retired. I'm 62 years old.
That's not old enough to retire. How the heck? Why are you retired? 62? You're just a kid. Come on, Mike. Get a job. Will you
get back to work?
Get back to work. Hold on a second. We'll get your address and send you a copy of this disc. One-hit wonder group groups. This hour of the Doug Stephan Good Day program brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. A key benefit of purchasing freshly roasted BuzzBox Coffee is your digestive health. Many people believe that the consumption of coffee is the cause of their heartburn or other digestive issues, but people now drinking our BuzzBox Coffee have been sharing testimonials that their digestive disorders have disappeared. How about that? Just by switching to BuzzBox Coffee. The reason isn't quite as mystical as it sounds. Coffee beans contain a delicate oil, which adds desirable flavor to the beverage. When this oil breaks down, it becomes rancid or rotten. How happy do you think your digestive system would be if you consumed rotten food? The same negative reaction is experienced when you ingest stale or rotten coffee. You simply can't purchase a coffee that's fresher than BuzzBox Coffee. But if freshness isn't enough for you to choose BuzzBox, perhaps price will be. Did you know that the average price of K-Cup is 80 cents compared to just 25 cents for BuzzBox coffee? That's based on drinking 2 pounds of coffee a month. That translates into a savings of $699 a year. Folks, join us in experiencing the best of the best. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. It's a great coffee, helps support my Eastley farm. BuzzBox coffee is delicious, so together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7800. That's toll-free, 866-456-7805. Or maybe it's easier to go to DougStephan.com and click on the orange buzz box on most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says, Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you...
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm on the farm, the murder capital of the world. I killed seven of them, Jennifer.
You got two more, Doug?
No, I got seven in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh, and you had five before. What kind of house are you living in?
I don't know, so it is.
How do you get so many flies in your house?
This time of year, they're all coming in. It's 40 degrees at night.
I bet they come in your ears. They probably hatch.
Meredith would be happy. Oh, I had some in my tea earlier.
Yeah, so they hatch in your tea and you have fly eggs.
Yeah, really? No.
How's that for breakfast?
Do you have one of those tennis racket zappers? Because that's the best kind of.
No, I don't. I have the old fashioned fly swatter. That's why every once in a while you hear one of these things while I'm on the air, and that's me.
You know, this is more humane, Dougie.
Really? Pull off their legs one at a time?
You don't do that? That's just mean.
It is. All right, let's get to the Inconvenient Truth. What was the name of Al Gore's book?
That was it.
Yeah, The Inconvenient Truths. The United Nations yesterday was the scene of turmoil. Lots of different problems being discussed. This week, a 3-day meeting there. Everything is going to be solved, however.
Just none of the problems that are of value for us.
Right, exactly. So the president yesterday started out the session calling on the world to follow the United States. We are cleaning up our act. We're getting rid of emissions problems, hand over fist. Things are so much better. He forgot one thing, however. that was pointed out by some of the observers to his speech. As he was talking about all the wonderful things that we're doing, he just forgot to slip in how much coal we are shipping overseas. The coal we don't want to burn here, the coal that comes out of the Appalachians, it's soft and is really polluting, we don't burn it here. We sell it so it can be burned in other places like Africa, some of the areas of Asia, people in South America. So we have a business there, and there are ways of cleaning up. There are ways of using the stacks to clean up the emissions that come from the coal. But we've chosen not to burn it here. For the most part, there's some places that burn it, but not a lot of places. Instead, we sell it overseas to kill other people. How's that for a good... Why don't we just send the coal to the Middle East and kill ISIS with the emissions from our coal? Why don't we do that? You think the Saudis would buy our coal? And given the fact that they have more oil coming out of their ears, probably not. I don't know that you see too much coal being burned in the Middle East. Seems they have plenty of oil and natural gas not to worry about this. However, there are places, and you know what? I know this sounds cynical. Richie says today is my cynical day. Where do you suppose most of the soft coal that we don't want to burn here goes? Take a guess. Anybody want to guess?
China.
Nope.
China.
No. Nope.
Russia.
Nope.
The Middle East.
Nope.
Mexico.
Your
nope.
House.
Nope.
My house.
Oh. Nope.
I give up.
Why don't you just tell us? Pretend we're flies and take us out of our misery.
There are. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. This is for Jennifer.
Oh, jeez.
Got it. Okay.
Ow!
All right. So, there are, as you might imagine, in the third world countries, mostly in Africa, where they need electricity, or they at least try to provide electricity to the main cities. They don't have a lot of electricity out in the hinterlands, but there's electricity in Nairobi and Addis Ababa, and I always use those two because they were my two favorite spots when I traveled around the Horn of Africa. But you can come up with, just look at any of
That's
the
my African
countries.
Cousin.
Yeah. So the reason that we don't talk much about this, or that nobody complains, is because the Africans are happy to get whatever they can get their hands on in order to create electricity. And this is cheap. So here we are speaking again out of both sides of our mouths, and I just wanted to point that out to you. Okay, you do what you want with the information. Help yourself, though, to a double standard. Meanwhile, other things being discussed, the Middle East, the problems of Ebola, Islamic radicalism, the 149 countries, I think, that belong to the United Nations. What about the other 50 countries? 192, I think, Kenny, isn't it? 192, 197, something like that. So where are the rest of them? How do the rest of them not belong to the United Nations? Wow. How can you exist in the world without belonging to the UN?
They probably missed out on the Groupon, I think.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was Living Social.
Huh. It could have been.
All right, so the foreign minister from Norway said something that everybody should take away. We have complex challenges, so he says, unprecedented for decades. And he pointed out the situation with the international community trying to confront the four top-level humanitarian crises at the same time. Nobody is agreeing. We're all talking about it. I think this is important. We're all talking about it, but who's doing anything? The individual countries
are
doing
anything? Leonardo DiCaprio. He was there yesterday.
Oh, is he? He was in the UN?
Mm-hmm.
Did he clap his hands?
He's working about global warming. He's their ambassador.
Really? That's very good. Okay, so anyway, I'm just pointing out that, and it may sound a little, but Doug, if you're so smart, how would you fix all these problems? Well, I think that I'd want to have a little action as part of my conversation, wouldn't you, other than just bombing whoever it is that the latest target is today, the Khorasan group or the ISIS group or Al-Qaeda. Okay, so yeah, we're burning up a lot of daylight with missiles and bombs, but other than that, who are we actually getting? Every one of these attacks against the Islamists has netted more dead civilians than dead bad guys.
Actually, on this one, they said that they
Which
called
one?
It textbook.
Which
Khorasan,
this last one.
What does that mean?
They were able to knock communication antennas off the tops of buildings without taking out the buildings.
Yeah.
So they're claiming that that they were able to kind of really surgically hit some of their targets this time.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Surgically hit them.
Yeah.
No, they have. I mean, they have the ability to hit anything. But in the meantime, how many civilians are they knocking off? Well, I don't worry about them. They're just Middle Easterners. They're Muslims. Who cares?
What would you rather do?
Kill them
well,
off.
I think.
What
yeah,
is your
I
alternative,
mean, other than
smarty pants?
You kind of got to take the fight there. And
right.
I think that people know the hotbed areas that they need to get out of. So, you know what?
And
if they're hanging out there. My grandma used to say, you hang out with doo-doo, you get some on you.
Exactly.
Well, what happens if you don't know even who these people are? We've all said you can't tell by looking at them.
Come on,
who they are.
You didn't know that Osama bin Laden was living next door to you. You didn't know that the bomb makers of one of the most notorious terrorist groups is living in your neighborhood. Please.
Yeah,
come
if
on
people
now.
Are highly protected, you would see something.
I would. Okay. So stay away from that.
If somebody moved next to your farm and they had 10-foot high cinder block walls and strange people were going in and out all day, you would notice, right?
And they had a couple of dudes planted out in front of the compound
right.
with guns, you
that's
might know.
That's what they say about my place.
Right,
right.
exactly.
Right.
You could walk right up to your place and walk in the door. You don't even lock yours. Pretty
that's
sure
how,
you're not hiding.
That's how all these damn flies get in here. That's it. Get another one. All right. So what else have we got going on? There are a lot of anti-addiction activists who have been active, Richie, in the nation's capital.
That's what activists do.
They get active.
They're active.
They're very active. I'm happy to have...
Yeah, which group is this and what are they...
There are two things going on in the District of Columbia that I want to cover before we have to pause, before we get to Jennifer and her television report. One of them has to do with the activists going to the Food and Drug Administration and suggesting that the leader of the FDA step down because his policies are contributing to an epidemic of prescription painkiller abuse. Letter yesterday aimed at FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg, suggesting that she, since she's been there in 2009, has allowed more of these painkillers to be approved, including a powerful new painkiller called Zohydro. And this all being done, if you look at the records, most of the approvals have come with doctors recommending against the approval. So basically what they're saying is because the drug companies do whatever they do, I don't know how much they contributed to the Obama administration or Obama campaign or other, whether Democrats, Republicans, whoever's on these various committees, the point that they're making is that all of these drugs are being approved when they aren't proven to be safe. There are too many of them. They're not well enough tested. And the only reason they're getting approved is because of financial contributions from the drug companies to politicians. Who thinks that's reality? Can you imagine something like that happening? Oh, my God. Anyway.
Wow, we need to put a little sugar in your tea.
Right. All right. Well, let's see if
you're on it today, man. Keep going. Come on. What's next?
Next, the next. District of Columbia City Council has passed a concealed carry gun bill.
All while biting their tongues.
Is that correct? Is that metaphor correct? A concealed carry gun bill? Is it a gun bill that allows concealed carry guns?
Yes.
That's what I thought. All right, would you...
You're on top of it.
I am, Bridget. I'm trying to be on top of it as much as I can, so that I can do my thing to allow my own thoughts to come out and encourage people to think for themselves as long as they agree with me. All right, here's the report from the District of Columbia on this new gun bill.
If you ask D.C. residents at random what they think of making a new concealed carry law...
I don't think I support such a law.
No, I don't like the idea of concealed weapons.
Neither does the D.C. Council. That was clear in a two-hour-long breakfast meeting this morning, but after a federal judge struck down the city's no-carry law, the council figured it had to pass something to keep guns out of as many hands as possible.
We want to get the guns off the street that we currently have. We don't want to encourage more guns.
And the kind of person who gets a license is somebody who understands or respects firearms the lowest possible risk of misusing that firearm.
Under the bill, permits will be issued at the discretion of the chief of police. no guns allowed in most public places and bars, and 18 hours of mandatory gun training. In debate this afternoon, Councilmember David Grasso said publicize the names of everyone with a concealed carry license.
Or you might have an issue with somebody, or maybe you're wanting to develop a relationship with somebody for the long term. You might want to know whether or not they're actually packing or carrying a pistol.
But the chairman and
I want to know if my girlfriend's carrying
the emergency bill went to a final
I
want to know. We've been dating for 6 months. Right. I go on the internet and see whether you carry a gun.
I
want to
see if Meredith's got a gun.
Are you packing or just happy to see me?
What an idiot. This is actually, it's an interesting story in that the D.C. had a gun ban, a carry ban, and it got overturned, and they were like, all right, how do we blow this thing up? And they basically made it so that you have to jump through every single hoop that there is for anybody to be able to get it. And you can't take it anywhere near government property. You cannot take it into bars and restaurants. You cannot take it on the park grounds. So basically, you're allowed to do it at your house.
You can walk on your sidewalk.
Right, and your sidewalk.
Meredith just came in with her hands. You know how you do with the hands with the gun?
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Bang, bang.
Bang,
boy,
bang.
If she carries, I worry about you, Dougie. Because
really?
Well, here's the question that I had listening.
Yes, Rich, what's your question?
Hurry up. I'm driving around D.C. and it's all over the. Everybody's talking about it yesterday. How many gun crimes, and I don't own a gun, okay? How many gun crimes are committed by people who are licensed,
legally owned,
trained, legally owned gun owners?
I don't know.
I would imagine not many.
I don't know that I've heard this statistic, but I've got to think that most, especially in D.C., almost happening. Of these.
Wait a minute. Did you just kill a fly?
Yes.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the murder capital of radio.
That's right, and I did it without a gun.
13 before the hour. Jennifer updates Paula Deen's status in a moment here on Good Day.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories of the last century.
Come on, sweetie. Let us blow out the candle.
And today, the CDC recommends vaccines to help prevent more than 15 diseases.
Happy 12th birthday.
Vaccination is important, not only for babies and young children, but throughout your entire lifetime.
Happy birthday, Mom.
To learn more about vaccines for all stages of life, talk to your healthcare provider or visit lifetimeofvaccines.com. A public service of Healthy Women and Merck.
What did you watch last night on television? A lot of new NCIS stuff going on, amongst other things.
That's The Voice.
Did you?
I did.
I watched a little bit of Dancing with the Stars while we were eating dinner.
Okay.
I don't understand that woman who's on with Bergeron. What planet did she come from?
Oh, Erin Andrews.
What is she doing there?
She's a sports reporter.
She's nothing. She's a vapid, empty, has nothing to say. And the English guy who needed to take a vacation after the show's been on for a week.
Oh, Len. Well, he flies back and forth between London and Los Angeles.
So what?
Well, I don't know, but he's like 8,000 years old, so he needs...
No, he's not. He's not much older than I am.
Like
you said.
Jinx.
Very cute. All right, so Paula Deen has a comeback plan, Jennifer.
I love Paula Deen. Yeah, 1 year after her meltdown on the Today Show, in which she insisted she wasn't racist and claimed she didn't know the N-word was offensive, she returned back to Today yesterday in an attempt to revive her career. She's now in the process of launching her own digital network, for which she recently bought all of her content from Food Network, so that's all hers.
What does that mean, digital? That's just going to be online. There's not going to be anything correct on cable or anything, right?
It'll be an online network, yeah. Mm-hmm. In addition to her old footage, she'll also have dozens of news shows, and she'll also try to rewrite history for herself, which I think is good. And, you know, her kids are cooking, too, so maybe she'll have them involved as well.
Here, I actually have a little bit of that audio with her on the Today Show.
I love black people! I love black people!
She's also working on this documentary in which she wants to tell people she loves black people.
All right, come on, let's move on. Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn, or Colin Farrell.
Yeah, so, Colin, yesterday I told you that Colin Farrell will be joining True Detective for season two. Mm. Well, now it's confirmed he's got a co-star. Vince Vaughn will be joining him for that season. Yeah. Very cool. And just to annoy you, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, when Len goes on vacation, guess who's filling in for him, Dougie?
I didn't see that last night.
Kevin Hart from Kevin Ride Hart, Along. You more, love that guy.
He's more annoying than any of the rest of them. Yeah.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. He is, among other things, the country's foremost pet therapist. Does a radio program every weekend around the country called The Pet Show. He's written a number of books. The one I like the best is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. So we'll hear from America's leading animal expert about pets being stolen and a new Facebook campaign, among other things. Warren Eckstein joins us in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
My wish is to hear from Warren Eckstein. And like all good children, I've been very good to my dog this week, Warren. Charlotte has had a good week. She's been full of lots of action. She's been, even though she can't see, there's something about whatever it is when we're all together that excites her. So she can't hear, actually, either. But she's got lots and lots and lots of steam.
But she feels, Doug. She feels.
Yeah,
this sixth sense dogs and other animals have. We have it too, but it's inhibited in people.
Yeah,
here's an interesting stat for you. 48% of female dog owners rely more on their pets than a spouse or child for affection, while 38% of male pet guardians feel the same.
All right, so female dog owners, you're not talking about owners of female dogs, you're talking about women who own
about
dogs.
Women who own dogs, who own dogs.
All right, that's a very interesting stat.
More than their child or their spouse.
I understand that.
I get it.
Necessarily Mike. The case of me, but I understand it. Okay, let's talk about some dangers. This is a word to the wise. The word to the wise is sufficient department. If you are out of town and you leave your dog at home and somebody's going to take care of the dog once or twice a day, you may want to rethink that, right?
Absolutely. There are over a million dogs stolen every year in this country, a stat that most people are unaware of. And quite honestly, I have a dog person that takes care of my dogs, but the bottom line is when she goes to the house, she's out in the yard with the dogs, and when she's not
the
there,
same
the
one takes care of Charlotte, right?
Exactly, yeah. Marie.
Right.
And she's absolutely phenomenal. So you have to be really, really careful about that. And you know, the bottom line is a lot of people just assume that if the dog's in the backyard and they have a 6-foot fence, he's safe. But lots of times, the people will go to a neighborhood, they'll hop the fence, they'll steal the dog, there's no lock on the gate. So you got to really, really be conscientious. Treat your dog or your pet like a child, because to most people, that's what they are.
Okay, there's a new Facebook craze called dog spotting. How is that working?
I just heard about this morning. It's called dog spotting, and what they do is they recommend that people go out, take pictures of dogs. They can't belong to them or any of their friends or relatives.
Any random dog.
Take a picture, post it on this dog spotting Facebook page, and then other people on that page will vote in terms of what they think about it. I don't know if there's any prizes or what, but it sounds like a fun
Wait a
thing
minute.
To do.
So is this something anybody can set this up, right?
I assume anyone can set
so
up.
So I could set up a cow spotting page.
I'm sure you'll get millions of hits.
Maybe running the world elects. Well, in India, I get a lot of hits.
I'm a cow fanatic. There isn't a cow that I pass that I don't kiss.
Well, there are some cows that are more kissable than others. We had a nice, last night, I brought some cows back from another farm, and it was way past dark, and Meredith opened the gate, and we let the cows out, and we closed the gate, and this nice, beautiful cow came up, and she just put her head on the top of the fence, and we were patting on her head and scratching her neck, and she's
kissing. You're such a cute little dinner.
I'm gonna tell you my favorite cow kiss of all time. Here's my favorite cow kiss at all times.
Yeah,
I've been kissed by a lot of cows.
Yeah,
you might know better than me. It was a cow from Scotland, I believe, and it was really hairy.
A Highlander.
Scottish Highlander. Oh, I fell in love. In other words, another kiss I would have proposed.
Well, they have long horns, and that could get in the way of whatever kissing you're doing.
I wasn't having like this long romantic kiss. It was a quick kiss.
If you've ever seen a longhorn, the kind you see in the advertisement for Outback Steakhouse, a longhorn steakhouse, the Scottish Highlander has the same really wide, full horns that are pretty dangerous.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But they are very beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're pretty docile for having the horns the way they do.
That's why he kissed me back.
He kissed you back?
She kissed me back.
Wait a minute. That's a whole different story.
You know what? When it comes to a cow, I don't care.
Warren Eckstein, the pet show.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.